The conventional wisdom is they'll start by cutting cornerback Chris Gamble. The team can save about $8 million that way. Aaron Schatz says that might make sense financially, but it could hurt on the field.
In 2011, he actually was one of the top corners in the league by our game charting stats that year.
Schatz is the editor-in-chief of Football Outsiders, a football analysis website known for its advanced statistics. While Gamble may be part of the fallout, Schatz says the Panthers are just fundamentally giving big contracts to the wrong people.
The biggest problem with this team is that they paid big money to two running backs. And frankly, the best thing to do in the modern NFL is to pay big money to zero running backs. Because the fact is, most running backs are interchangeable unless you have a truly transcendent player like an Adrian Peterson. So the first thing they need to do is cut one of those running backs. Probably D'Angelo Williams.
Williams is the franchise's all-time leading rusher, but he now splits snaps with Jonathan Stewart. And he's the fourth highest paid player in the third year of a $43 million contract. That's according to SpotTrack, an online database of sports contracts. Still, the way that contract is structured, even if he's released, the team will owe him a few million dollars, and that will count against the cap. Schatz says that's an example of another systemic problem for the team.
They've historically had a tendency to overvalue keeping their own players.
In 2011, the Panthers made linebacker John Beeson the highest paid player in the league at his position. One game later, a torn Achilles tendon put him out for the season. Then he played five games all of last year. You almost certainly won't find Beeson on the cut list, though, because the Panthers still owe him about $10 million in guaranteed money. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.